This is an LIC.
LIC.
Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship.
LIC.
This is an LIC Preceptor Podcast.
Scheduling for Success, written by Dr. Joshua Bernstein, Clerkship Director, University of North Carolina School of Medicine, Asheville Campus. As a community of primarily outpatient physicians, we tend to be really busy taking care of patients. Our schedules are often booked heavily or even overbooked. There are forces pushing us to see more patients, meet quality measures, and keep our productivity levels high. And then we are asked to add a student into the mix. There are such amazing benefits to teaching, including being a mentor, keeping up to date on advances in medicine, having an academic appointment, and feeling like we are giving back. So how can we balance the inherent benefits of teaching medical students with the above pressures? It takes some creativity, planning, and involvement of the entire clinical staff, but creative scheduling and preparation can allow you to teach while remaining productive. During this podcast, we're going to explore some ideas that you can try to incorporate into your own teaching to improve efficiency in the office while precepting students. First of all, each preceptor needs to decide ahead of time how much time they're willing to contribute to teaching. Different programs may allow more or less time for academic endeavors. Some preceptors may be able to block substantial time every week and block out patient slots to allow time to teach, and productivity may not be a major issue. However, for many of us, we need to remain clinically productive while teaching. What can we do to help our productivity and efficiency while still enjoying teaching? The first key to maintaining efficiency while teaching begins in the morning, before clinic. Preceptors often meet students for a pre-clinic talk. This allows for some reinforcement of lessons from the past week, highlighting some specific teaching points relevant to the day, and allows time to review the day's schedule and orient the students to which patients they may be seeing. This can allow students to be better prepared for the patient visits and sets expectations for the day. The preceptor may inform the student as to how much time to spend with the patient and what would be important to focus on for each patient. For complex patients, students may be told to just focus on one aspect of their care to allow them to be efficient with time. For example, Mr. Jones has a lot of medical problems, but he's here today because we adjusted his insulin at his last visit, and I want you to just focus on his blood sugar readings and his diabetes. Or by telling the student, I need you to do the history and meet me back in my office at 9:30. This can help students focus their patient interviews and exams, prioritizing time management, and to be prepared for scheduled patients. Realizing that time is valuable, some preceptors may choose to block some patient time before clinic to allow for this pre-clinic meeting. The 1 o'clock or 1:15 slots in the afternoon, with the first patient on teaching days beginning at 1:30, or at 9 o'clock if students are there in the morning. However, some physicians may choose to keep patient volumes the same and may just meet the student early before the normally scheduled first patient. Let's meet at 12:30 or 8 a.m. before clinic. This may cut into lunch or family time, but is an avenue to keep productivity at a steady level. Students enjoy independence, and after a brief period of shadowing, should be given the opportunity to see patients independently soon after the year begins. In a traditional model, the preceptor may just look at the schedule and have the student see the first patient on the schedule. However, intentional scheduling of specific patients for the student will allow the student to see patients who would be good student patients. These patients may have specific complex medical or social issues and would enjoy the time spent with a student first. This intentional patient allocation creates benefit for students and patients alike. Preceptors should aim to create cohorts of patients who are considered desirable student patients. Choosing the right patient for continuity is covered in more depth in another podcast. Scheduling specific student patients intentionally can also help keep students and preceptors on time. Taking the time to review the schedule a week to 3 to 4 days before the session allows for time to make sure the schedule is appropriate for the student. The first patient of the day may be complex and may take a lot of time from the student and preceptor, but then if later patient slots are blocked for walk-in or sick visits or perhaps a quick blood pressure recheck, then this may allow for shorter visits that may allow preceptors to get caught up. This also may allow students to see a wide variety of patients with varying reasons for their visits. Intentionally choosing appropriate patients to fit into the schedule can improve efficiency and improve the overall experience for both the student and the preceptor. The clinic scheduler and staff should be made aware of what are appropriate student patients. This will allow the entire clinic team to work together to make sure the preceptor's schedule is appropriate on each given day. Once student patients are chosen, how can we use creative scheduling to allow for efficiency and excess? Wave scheduling was first described back in the 1990s by Francis and Alguire as one potential strategy for working with students. With wave scheduling, both the student and preceptor have a patient at the same time slot. For example, the student is seeing patient A at 9 o'clock, and the preceptor is seeing patient B at 9 o'clock. Then at 9:15, student and preceptor see patient A together. Then at 9:30, another wave of patients start, with the student seeing patient C and preceptor seeing patient D. And at 9:45, student and preceptor see patient D together. The wave continues through the session. The advantage to wave scheduling is that it allows students independence in obtaining their own history and performing a physical, but allows time for teaching while still keeping scheduled patients on time. In this model, productivity can remain the same, and preceptors have time to spend with the student patient and do some teaching. This wave scheduling can be adapted to specific learners or patient populations depending on the level of student experience and complexity of the patients. For instance, at the beginning of the year, when students are new, they may need 30, 45, or even an hour to do a complete history and physical on a complex patient. In this scenario, the student can start seeing a patient at 9 o'clock, while the preceptor also has a patient at 9, then at 9:15, and another at 9:30. However, at 9:45, no patients are scheduled, and the preceptor and students go in together to see the original 9 o'clock student patient between 9:45 and 10. In this scenario, the productivity remains the same as if the preceptor were seeing patients alone, but allows the student time to independently evaluate the patient and allows designated time for teaching. As the year goes on and the student gains skills and efficiency, then the schedule can be changed so that the student has their allotted patient-student time decreased to 30 minutes and eventually 15 or 20 minutes. Wave scheduling can be adapted to different scheduling templates depending on if your clinic has 10, 15, 20, or 30-minute time slots. As well, some preceptors may choose to allow more time to teach and have two slots or 30 minutes blocked for the student and preceptor to see the patient together. This allows for a more relaxed teaching environment. This should be a personal decision by the preceptor and depends on personal flexibility and clinic demand. Hopefully, you can try some of the above ideas to improve your efficiency while teaching. This concludes our podcast on scheduling for success.